Hello, good
Thank
afternoon.
you.
This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hi, Alisa. This is Nicole with Davis Lynn. I'm back with him.
Okay,
he said
thanks.
He didn't get no missed calls. He said he didn't get no missed calls from you.
Probably it was marked as a spam because I have some people that told me that it's showing as a spam. But I called him like 2-3 times, I think, today or yesterday.
What number do you have?
This one that I'm calling.
No, oh, you have my number.
This
is my cell phone number.
Okay. It's the same 1-2-2-3-5-2-9-0-3-3-6.
No, I called you from my cell phone, the one you called earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm gonna give you a new number to call.
Okay, perfect.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
717-419-8320.
Okay. I'm going to update here in the system. Also, can you pass me to the patient, please?
Yep, he's right here.
Okay. Hello, David. This is Alita from Family First. How are you today?
All right.
Nice to hear that. David, the reason of my call is to introduce myself. I'm going to be the coordinator of your case. And also, I want to do some questions to confirm some information, okay?
Didn't you do this before?
No, this is the first time.
No, you called me before. That's how come I got all your information.
Probably that was my coworker Valeria, but now that you...
No, I got your name, Alicia. I even got your email address and everything.
Oh, okay. But in that... Oh, yeah, I remember that call, but in that call, we did not confirm the address and that you have been in the ER. Did you answer those questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do them again if you don't have that information.
Nicole already updated me the phone number. Also, the address is just 513 Mount Sydney Road, Apartment C, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17602.
Yes.
And you have not been in the ER, and the care has been good?
Yes.
Okay, great. In that case, thank you so much, and have a great day.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we've been trying. Nicole is leaving for a week, and we've been trying to get a caregiver wants to cover her time off of this week, which is not going to happen because she leaves tonight. But I also need somebody for the weekend. She's been working 7 days a week.
Okay. Okay. In that case, I'm going to report to staffing so they can find how many days Nicole is going to be out.
Well, she would like to have... Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody there knows, Sarah, all of them know that she was going to be out this week, and even the coordinator for PA Health and Wellness has been in contact with people there trying to get, and he's been trying other agencies to cover the weekend, but nobody, you know, we went on with you, with Family First because of you can cover the weekend and cover her time off.
Okay, since I was just assigned to the case yesterday, I'm catching up with all the information, okay? So I didn't know that she already made the request, and I'm going to call Sarah after I hang up, okay?
Yeah, but this is, you know, we've been knowing about you for more than today.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah,
I'm going
I
to...
I got your name and everything, and we went through this. I didn't mind going through it again, but... You have called me, and it was more than a week ago.
But this case was assigned a few days ago, so it can be not more than a week.
Well, you called and notified me and told me you're my coordinator. I wrote it down,
okay.
And I got your phone number, and I have it put next to your name that you're my, family first.
Okay,
coordinator.
Yeah. I'm going to call Sarah right now, okay?
All right.
I'm going to call Sarah right now for the staffing for Nicole, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Bye.